T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Twins General Manager Thad Levine, good enough to join us here this morning on a busy time for the Twins. Thad, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you for having me on, Dave. Great to touch base with you.
Well, listen, a couple things I want to ask you about. And that, you know, when I talked to you earlier this year and you were debating whether or not you're going to go north with 3 catchers, that has really worked out quite well. Is this what you anticipated?
Well, I think this is about the best case we could have expected. We really have gotten such great performance from all 3 guys. Jason Castro resurgence after the knee surgery last year, and I think it really just reminds you how much those knees can really impact you offensively and behind the dish. He's also having such a great impact with our starting rotation so far. Mitch Garver having a bit of a coming out party. We really challenged him this offseason defensively, and he's come back as a better defender and a much better hitter. And then Williams Astudillo, a guy who's playing all over the diamond, providing a lot of energy and enthusiasm and confidence. I think it's been a great triumvirate, and Rocco's managed them expertly so far.
How is Mitch? Do we know how long he will be out at all, Thad?
Yeah, so the initial diagnosis was a high ankle sprain. The MRI revealed that that's exactly what it is. And so it's going to be a matter of a couple weeks here. We got to be smart about this, you know, especially the rigors of being a catcher place a lot of strain on that ankle. So I think we're going to give it a couple weeks here just to kind of rest and recover, and then he'll start baseball activities. At that point, we'll probably have a better sense of how long it will be. But in the meantime, it'll give Jason Castro and Williams Astudillo additional opportunities to step up, and we expect they'll do just that.
You know, in your position, you have to not only make sure you get the right players and all that sort of thing, but also the training staff is important. And it kind of struck me when I heard Mitch after the game saying it could have been a lot worse, but it's a tribute to our training staff. Thad, kind of take us through that process that we don't see as fans.
Well, I think it's an excellent point. You know, we all are aware of the players. It was secondarily the Major League coaching staff, but the group around that group is vital to the success of your franchise. And, you know, it starts with your head trainer, Tony Leo, and he's got 2 assistants with him, Matt Biancuso and Masa Abe. And then we have a strength and conditioning staff. We have a massage therapist. We have a dietitian. We have a mental skills coach. And we have a slew of orthopedic surgeons and general internists who support this team day in and day out. And those are the people with the coaching staff to create what we call performance teams to try to enhance the chances that our players not only reach their potential, but ideally overachieve.
Thad, Trevor Hildenberger was sent down yesterday. Do you know who you will call up to replace him yet?
Yes. So we're bringing Austin Adams back to the big leagues. He's pitched in the big leagues before, a couple years ago, and he's done extremely well for us in the minor leagues. Very, very encouraging performance so far. And he brings a little bit of a different dynamic to our pen. He's got well above average velocity. He's a guy who throws 96 to 99 miles an hour, and we're going to give him a shot in the big leagues. And then as it goes for Trevor, Trevor's been such a big part of this team ever since he came up. These are instances in a player's progression where you have opportunities to reset and go down and work on a few things. And he's going to work hand in hand with Wes Johnson to develop a plan so that he can be the next line of defense and come back up later in the season and help us win ball games.
So impressed on a spring training when we got a chance to meet and watch Martin Perez. Does he look like he'll be ready to go tomorrow night?
Yes, he's a. He, you know, a little bit of a scare coming out of last game with the line drive that he took off his foot. But the good news is nothing was broken, no damage, no structural damage. And so he'll be full go and ready. And you know, this is just an example where it was all hands on deck to put Martin in the position he has been put in to succeed, from our analytics team to our coaching staff to Martin himself. And I just can't give enough credit to that whole group. Without them, I don't think Martin would be in the position he is today to capitalize on some changes he made and realize some success at the major league level. And here's hoping what he did through the first 40 games is indicative of what we'll see for the rest of the season, because he's emerged as really a bright spot on this team and a bright spot in the American League.
Miguel Sano is a fan favorite, certainly. He's back up with the team. I want to get your thoughts on his progression and how it's transpired and what do you expect out of him now.
Well, you know, Miguel went into the offseason with a lot of challenges that we placed on him, both from a conditioning standpoint and a baseball standpoint, and he really went out there and met them all, and he was ready and raring to go, and then unfortunately sustained a very, very rare injury, which sidelined him for 2 months. He's now back on track. Called him to do a duty a little bit before we had expected to call him back, just because of Mitch Garver's injury. We had intended to give him every bit of the rehab assignment because he was deprived spring training, so we're going to be patient with him up front. I think we saw it yesterday. Rocco had him come up to the big league team but didn't necessarily start him game one. I think he's got him in the lineup for today, but I think you're going to see Miguel blend in to be part of this team, and he'll work into the rotation with Williams Astudillo and Marwin Gonzalez at third base, with C.J. Cron at first base, and probably occasionally you'll see him get some DH at-bats as well. So he'll be part of this team, and we're not going to ask him to do anything undue regarding carrying this club, something that maybe he's been asked to do in the past. He's just going to be one of the guys out there, and we think with Miguel Sano, we lengthen what is already a very dynamic offense and hopefully make it very difficult for pitchers to get through our lineup multiple times in a game.
27-15 in mid-May. It's been the talk of the league, certainly, in Major League Baseball. Thad, what did you expect about mid-May? Is this kind of where you thought maybe this team could be?
I think we expected us to be competitive, and we expected us to be asserting ourselves in the American League Central. Now, you know, certainly 27-15 is a great record, and we should take a moment to catch our breath and recognize that kind of at the quarter pole here, the team has performed very well. That being said, I think there's more left in the tank for this group. I think we've seen spurts where we've played extremely well on all three facets of the game, and I think we'll have the ability to do that over more prolonged periods of time. And so we've had a lot of guys get off to really nice starts. I think some other guys are going to contribute and continue to perform. We've seen that as kind of the ebbs and flows throughout the team. The good news about this club is I think we're seeing the depth of the 25-man roster, that no one individual has had to do more than what he's expected to do. Sometimes we're seeing a group of guys in our lineup really perform well, then the next day a very different group do. And, you know, our starting pitchers have performed extremely well. And I think our bullpen, with very few exceptions, has probably performed better than anyone could have expected. And so right now we want to continue to capitalize on that momentum, but I think we actually have another gear we could reach as a team.
Yeah, this has really been fun, and a beautiful crowd out there, over 31,000 on a really fun day for baseball yesterday, and hopefully tonight same kind of a result out on the West Coast. And we look forward to the draft here in about 3 weeks. Thad, always good to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Dave, for having me on, and I agree with you. The fans yesterday, I think, electrified our players and really helped us carry to what turned out to be a little bit more of a harrowing win than we expected it to be.
Yeah. The ending was a little heart-throbbing, but we got through, by golly, so that's good news. Thad, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thad Levine, General Manager, Minnesota Twins. You'll hear the Twins tonight here on WCCO Radio. We're going to start the pregame at 8:30. Our visit with Thad brought to you this morning by the folks at Old National Bank. Founded back in 1834. They've been around a long time, a top 100 U.S. bank as well. And you're saying, now, Old National, I don't know how much I know about them. Well, even with that longevity, you may not realize, but there's 35 locations here in Minnesota. In fact, most of those in the metro, but there's one in Mankato, I know, one in Madison, Minnesota, and you folks out in Montevideo have a couple of them, Old National Bank. So they came into Minnesota a couple of years ago with a partnership with the St. Paul-based Anchor Bank that so many of you know. And recently doubled in size here in the state of Minnesota with this partnership with Chaska-based Klein Bank. So that kind of gives you a little bit of the history. So you know all those great names. And in 2018, Old National Bank also did some really cool stuff in the community. In fact, right here in Minnesota alone, I know they donated over $140,000 to a number of nonprofits. So they're very community involved, very community minded. But the bottom line is you want a bank that you can trust, that you can go to every day if you need to, and just stay on top of things, whether it be for yourself, for you and I, or maybe it's something from the commercial angle. They do it all, and they're great at what they do. They're Old National Bank. Learn more about them when you get a chance. Old National Bank right here, and they've been around, as I mentioned, since 1834.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.